We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Talk politics with Blois Olson this morning on the Morning Take 622. Hi, Blois.
Good morning, Dave.
We had a special election yesterday.
Yeah, Nathan Nelson, the Republican, beat Tim Burkhart pretty handily with over 60% of the vote. You know, these are Republican areas, but I think DFLers are a little disappointed they didn't put up more of a fight in these last couple special elections. Nathan Nelson goes to the House, and he'll probably be sworn in either later this week or first thing next week.
Tell me about Representative Jim Abler's news conference.
Well, he didn't have a news conference, but the governor had a news conference in Jim Abler's district. And the senator was notified, which is protocol, the night before by the governor's office that the governor would be having a news conference there about a dangerous intersection in the Anoka area. And then when Abler said, you know, this wasn't necessarily the right way to approach it, then Abler was invited yesterday morning, right before the news conference, to the news conference and said that we didn't need a gas tax for this transportation project. Well, the interesting thing is later in the day, Abler said, well, he wouldn't support the 20-cent gas tax, but he might support a 10-cent gas tax. Now, Abler was one of a few Republicans who voted to override Tim Pawlenty's gas tax veto a few years ago. And so Walz really needs to start courting folks like Abler if he wants to get the gas tax passed. And he's been on this kind of roadshow selling the education plan, now the roads plan. And what we're still trying to figure out, and we'll wait and see if we can get some polls out of the Star Tribune or some others, is, hey, guess what? I wonder if where the public's at on this gas tax and some of these other initiatives, because the Walz team just continues to be in campaign mode, which is normal these days, but we just don't know where the public is.
Speaking of polls, what's going on with Minnesotans for a smoke-free generation?
They put out a new poll that shows that that Minnesotans overwhelmingly support prohibiting e-cigarettes where smoking is banned. So think of in restaurants and other places where you can't smoke. 81% of Minnesotans support keeping e-cigarettes as part of that. That's a bill in front of the legislature this year. It has to pass for that to technically be the case, even though individual establishments can ban whatever they'd like.
Let's talk about our tax credits. Will we turn those into scholarships, Blois?
Well, this is a high priority for Republicans this year. Paul Gazelka even held his own news conference yesterday saying this. The idea here is that people could donate to scholarship funds and get a tax deduction for low-income folks to go to private undergraduate schools. The governor is unlikely to sign this. As a former school teacher, he's not likely to allow public money to go into private schools. The difference here is, though, it's a tax credit. It's not direct cash from the state. Republicans say this is going to be one of their top priorities. Governor Dayton was close to signing this, but it never got done. Walz has said he's not inclined, but we'll see if this is one of those stare downs at the end of the session.
House Health and Human Services Finance Division has a public hearing on the future of our state's health care access fund today.
Yeah, the health care access fund is a 2% provider tax on every service that's provided in Minnesota by a doctor. It sunsets at the end of the year, leaving a hole in funding for healthcare for lower income Minnesotans. And the governor said he supports ending the sunset, keeping it in place. Most Democrats have said that. They'll have a rally. They'll have a hearing today. And this will be one of those stare down issues at the end of the session on how do we pay for health care for low income Minnesotans.
What about the Alex Smith emergency insulin bill?
This is caught up in the Minnesota Senate. And Republican Scott Jensen, remember, Republicans are in charge, are very frustrated by the idea that Department of Human Services has the ability to fund emergency insulin for families that need it, and the Senate has not moved the bill yet. And so Jensen's starting to kind of be a rebel within his own caucus. First, he came out and said, well, he wouldn't necessarily vote for recreational marijuana. He would support the bill so it could get a hearing. Last week, he told Chad that he's frustrated by being a freshman in the caucus. He wrote something in the Star Tribune, and now he's calling out leadership for not moving this emergency insulin bill. I think that might start to allow him to have a little more traction over there in the Senate, especially because he's from a seat that they wouldn't necessarily, Republicans don't necessarily want to compete for as an open seat next year out in the western suburbs.
Daylight saving time. Is Minnesota going to try pass that bill, or is this a federal issue?
I'm so bored with this issue. People, life stinks. Get a helmet. Sometimes you're tired for a week. But, yeah, they held a hearing over there in the House yesterday. I think business community is going to come out and say, don't do anything on daylight savings time because we'd be an island. I mean, think of people on the coast trying to figure out what time it is in Minnesota for business purposes, or Minnesotans having to go to work at different hours maybe than their neighboring states. So there was a hearing in the House yesterday. I don't think it's going to go anywhere in the Senate, but it certainly does get a lot of attention when people bring it up.
Hey, I heard yesterday that Lori Swanson and Mike Hatch are going to have a new law firm.
Yeah, Swanson and Hatch. It's not a huge surprise, but they put out their own press release. Lori Swanson sent it out personally. They're going to advise companies and organizations on regulatory issues and how to navigate other attorney generals. That they'll get some business in Minnesota, but I would suspect that, as with two former attorneys general, they may get business from across the country because they have relationships with attorneys generals across the country.
Hey, Blois, thank you very much. If I want to get your email, tell me how to do that.
You just go to WCCORadio.com/morningtake and you sign up right there.
You get that dog out for a walk now, will you?
Oh, yeah, I will. Don't worry. He's ready to go. heard Dave Lee and Blois talking. Now he just comes in. You know, he lays around like he's got nothing to do until I start talking on the radio.
I get it. Trust me. 33 overcast southwest winds of 11 at WCCO.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.